Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I have two very special guests. These folks have been Lifestyles Unlimited members for a little while, and they have done some amazing things. I think the most important thing that they have done is that they have focused on real estate investing, and they are using real estate as a conduit to get themselves retired. As a matter of fact, one of them is effectively retired. She was able to walk away from doing what she was doing to focus her time and her attention, not only on her family, which is, you know, to be honest with you, that is the most important thing to focus on, but she also manages the real estate assets of the couple. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to just bring them on, and we're just going to get right into it because they've got a ton of great information that they want to share with you because they believe in the concept of giving back. And that's what we're doing today, is we're giving back to you and sharing, you know, the information that we've received as we have gone along our timeline with real estate investing. So enough of me. Let's bring on Isaac and Carolina. Are you guys there?
Yeah, we're here. How you doing?
We are.
I got to tell you, I'm a little starstruck with you guys because you have essentially taken the Lifestyles Unlimited roadmap. You have put it into practice, and you have done remarkable things with it. And we're going to get into those things on today's show. But what I'd like to do now is I'd like to get to know you guys a little bit better. I'd like to know, you know, where do you come from? Where do you live? What makes you guys tick? And more importantly, what was your retirement game plan before you found Lifestyles Unlimited?
Man, those are some great questions. Do you want to start, honey?
I don't know, but you make it sound so interesting. I'm a fan of how you describe us. 100%. So we are from Miami, Florida. I was born in Puerto Rico, but Isaac was born in Miami, and we've been living here forever. And really, whenever we got married, we were both a huge fan of just trying to find ways to buy our time back at a relatively young age. We weren't huge on the concept that, you know, America in general just teaches you. You go to school to go get a job. You work until you retire. And then when you're old enough to retire, you kind of still have to work because the money's not enough. So we really just wanted to get our time back and be able to enjoy our family and be able to be a good resource for people, not just with our time, but with our resources as well. And to be able to have the financial backing to do God's work. That was really a huge motivation for us. And that's whenever a friend of ours just introduced us to the podcast, actually. And we listened to Dell, and we were really interested in the whole model and what Lifestyles is about. It was exactly what we were looking for. And when we went into it, I was ready to go. I was ready to hit the ground running, and my husband was pumping the brakes and trying to figure out how this was all a scam.
Yeah, I know how that works. I mean, it was similar in my family. I was the one that was like, you, Carolina, I wanted to go forward and go fast. And my wife was like, hold on, scam alert. There's something wrong here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want to keep going?
Yeah, so that's absolutely true how it kind of panned out. I've been living here my whole life, and My wife and I met here. We were in our mid-20s, and when we got married, we said, you know, we want to, you know, we have a son already, and then when we got married, we wanted to have baby number two. So we said, well, you know, you work, I work. We're already having a hard time, you know, struggling with one child. How are we going to do it with two? And we said, you know, if we want to have a second one, it would only make sense for one of us to stay home. And my wife is super ready to quit her job. She just she was ready to go. She's like, me, pick me. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. That's you. But we need to kind of have a plan in place. And God is so good that throughout that time of us conversations, having thoughts, and we went to a lot of different events here locally.
We looked into.
Yeah, pyramid schemes, pyramid kind of companies, the way they work. I could name you half a dozen of them, but none of them really stood out to us that this is a long-term, well way of getting passive income. And just a kind of a conversation with a friend at church, he's like, hey, yeah, you know, I kind of do real estate investment. I'm like, man, I've been dying to do that. Like, how did you do that? He goes, just listen to this guy on the radio. And that's kind of where we went off. But we didn't really have a full retirement plan when we got married. We were trying to figure it out. We didn't want to do the, I got a 9-to-5, you got a 9-to-5, let's do this till we're 65 and a half, and then maybe we'll figure it out. We wanted to kind of realize this. So we started having conversations. We were about 30, 31, of how we could do this now and get back our time now to be able to give more time to our kids, give more time to each other, her and myself, and then to give back whatever time God wanted from us, and whether it was financially, time, whatever it was, but be flexible and be able to have that, you know, reality. You know, we believe money is a means to the end, and whatever your end is where you want to be. And our end was to have our time back at a younger age.
Yeah, I think that is very wise of you to focus on the fact that time is that one asset that we really, at a certain point in our lives, we tend to lose control of time. We get focused on getting our education. We get focused on getting into the job market. We start giving all of our time away to our employers. And then we find our partner in life, and we want to focus on our family. But there's all these time constraints. And I'll tell you what, you guys have done a great job of cracking the code. When we come back, we're going to get into their real estate investing philosophy. And we'll be back right after this.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So if you missed the first segment, I'll tell you what, you missed some great information about my guests, Isaac and Carolina. They are Lifestyles Unlimited members, and they have been doing great things. They have been buying back their time with every real estate asset that they acquire, renovate, and put onto the market as top quality rental. By doing that, they find top quality residents that partner with them in the form of a lease, and those residents provide the income stream so that they can operate the properties. And in doing so, they're buying back their life. They figured this out in their early 30s. So I'll let them kind of pick up the story from here. But guys, give me an idea of what your philosophy is for real estate investment. What is it that makes your game plan work?
We live in Miami, and nothing here in Miami, at least what we noticed and we saw, makes sense financially on a long-term passive kind of strategy. What Lifestyle teaches is not possible here. What's known here, at least a little bit more in Miami, is kind of flipping and cash is king. So buying things cash and flipping, and that's never really made sense to us. So once we joined Lifestyles and we started seeing the model that the roadmap that has worked for so many people, we had to make a decision saying, well, it doesn't work in our area. It doesn't work where we live. So let's do this virtually. Let's do this from far away. And Lifestyles really not only helped us change our mindset of what it is to own real estate, how to do it and do it well, efficiently, and as a good landlord, we want to make sure what we provide is a good home for a good family. And Lifestyles teaches that. So a lot of the ethics and integrity that they teach is really what it drew us to it, and also, of course, the roadmap. So for us, we made the decision once we joined that we were going to do everything virtually, and that's how we kind of got started.
That is pretty interesting. You know, there are a lot of people listening to us right now that think you're probably bananas. They don't understand. They don't understand the concept of live where you want and invest where you want. But you learned how to do that correctly through the Lifestyles Unlimited educational program, and you've been able to put it into practice. How many properties do you currently have under your belt right now?
So we've bought 11 since 2016. We've sold 3 of them. So we currently have 8 that we currently own and manage. We have 1 fourplex out of the 8. One of them is a fourplex that is managed by a property manager, but the other 7 we manage ourselves. And actually, 3 of them are in remodel at the moment. So that's what we got going on at this moment.
Rehabbing out of state is fun.
Well, and I happen to know that you've developed an excellent process for doing that. Why don't you cue us in? How do you manage the rehabilitation of a property when you're, I don't know, what are you guys, like 1,500 miles away from where your properties are at?
Something like that, yeah.
Just about.
it is somewhere in the thousands. I don't know exactly what it is. But yeah, do you want to answer that one, honey?
We always, since we started, normally we would purchase the properties, what you would say, sight unseen. However, we knew everything that there was to know about a property. We would also get videos, and we would be able to tell, have a really good idea of what our properties look like, what they needed, you know, with getting our team out there. So normally what our flow was kind of like was Isaac would fly out on a Saturday because he still had a 9-to-5. Monday through Friday. So he would fly out early, early morning on Saturday, and he would already have the team of the realtor, the contractor, yeah, you know, of everybody that needed to be out there. He had them out there at a specific time saying, hey, I'm going to be at the property at this time, meet me there. And he would walk the property with everyone, and then he'd fly back home that same night. And he would do that once the property was already ours, so we had closed on the property. And also about like 75% into the rehab.
Yeah, about 90% just to kind of go through everything and blue tape everything in.
And just make sure that everything was getting done. Then when in March, we were closing on 3 different properties.
Sorry to interrupt, but yes. In between, we would manage the GC here virtually through FaceTime, through WhatsApp.
Right. It just all takes a lot of communication. Over-communication is best, and just, you know, have that relationship and build that relationship with your vendors. And so when March came around, we were closing on 3 different properties, and we had plans to go on a road trip with the family and look at all of them because it was going to be our largest rehab, because whenever we purchased the property, it was just on studs, really.
Flood property.
It's a flood property, yeah. So it was going to be our largest rehab, so we were going to go and see it. However, COVID happened, you know, we got a lockdown, so that canceled plans. So we had to get innovative really quick, and really just a lot of WhatsApp, a lot of FaceTime, a lot of videos, and drawing things out to be able to communicate what is in my brain to all the vendors, you know, the contractors and everything like that, just for them to be able to see it visually, and as well as what we're verbally telling them. So yeah, that's how we had to do it.
And I think at the beginning, my wife said sight unseen. What she meant is we just never stepped foot in it,
right?
In the property, but we knew anything and everything about the property through our team that is over there, from the appraisals to the inspectors to the GC to the plumbers to the foundation company. All of them send me pictures and videos and reports of everything about the property. So much so that I don't have to step foot in there to know if the numbers and if this is a good property or not. So that's what she meant by, and we have tons of information and through that way. So communication is key. We over-communicate. We get pictures and videos once or twice a week from our GC. We talk through it. We put checklists together. He has to send pictures so that the checklist gets completed. And that's how we go through the process. It's definitely changed the way we communicate. It's really explaining to someone something that we can't just point at. So it's really changing the way we speak and the way we communicate and making sure it's clear. And then, of course, through technology, we're able to do it.
Got a wonderful system, and you've built a wonderful team of people. And, you know, the people that you've put on your team obviously have to be as tech savvy as you are, because they have to be able to do the things that you need them to do in order to be effective in the renovations of those properties, as well as all the other aspects. When we come back from the break, what we'll do is we'll get into the details of how they built their team, and we're going to talk about this portfolio that they've amassed. We'll be back right after this.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. Isaac and Carolina have figured out how to use the Lifestyles Unlimited map. And in doing so, they have been successful in investing in properties that are a great distance from where they live. Now, they live in Miami. They love it there. That's, you know, Miami's a cool place. I've been there, done that. You know, it's a neat place. That's where their lives are at. But their investment properties are all the way across the Gulf of Mexico. They're, if I'm correct, guys, everything's in Houston, right?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Okay. The neat thing is this. We talk about live where you want, invest where you want. And these two wonderful people have dialed that in. They have figured out the process. And the real secret to doing what they have done is the fact they have built a quality team of people to assist them. They're essentially orchestrating the deal. They're in control, but they have all of these people that are doing and providing services for them so that they can accomplish their goals and objectives. So tell me, how did you guys build your team? I mean, when you're so far away, how did you figure out how to do this?
So building the team was definitely one of those challenges that, you know, when you jump in and you get mentored through Lifestyles, and they kind of give you the roadmap. Number one, we just started making calls. We had a checklist of when you join Lifestyles and you get your mentoring, they give you a checklist, and your checklist is to start reaching out to certain types of vendors. And Lifestyles has a vendor program. We have found all our vendors through the vendor program, and it's been really great. Being able to see the reviews that other members have put and able to speak to them and say, hey, I'm a Lifestyles member, they immediately know you're an investor. You're not a homeowner or someone that wants to do kind of like a full HGTV kind of remodel on your home and it's going to cost you ridiculous money. They know that you're an investor that wants to buy a home, rehab it for rental purposes. So being able to have vendors already that understand your mindset, and most of them understand the model, it allows us to, you know, the trust to be built a little bit quicker. Now, you still got to go through the same questions and understand and, you know, be able to find the relationship that works for you. So we started making calls and we started introducing ourselves. We started to be very honest. We were very authentic and we said, look, we're out-of-state investors. This is our first time doing this. Have you ever done this with someone else? What does your process look like normally from out-of-state vendor, when you work with others from out-of-state? Where are your properties, where are your projects working on? What system do you use? So really just being kind of a curious George and picking their brain and being, I think the real answer is authentic with where you're at, and hey, I'm looking for someone to join my team. Our goal is to invest in, you know, 3 or 4 homes in the next couple of years, and then just have that conversation. Not everyone that you speak with is your cup of tea, but there's so many vendors that you can pick from that you can call, and the one that really connects with you and you feel is going to give you the work, but also the trust. Definitely finances are important. But we don't always just look at the finances of pretty much who's cheaper and not cheaper. We need someone that's reasonable with their with what they charge. But at the same time, it's more of the relationship and how we work together with and
how we communicate.
you know, timeliness, all this is much more important to us. But of course, we need to stay on budget through all that. And those relationships have really come in handy whenever we needed them on a whim.
Tell me about the different services that the people on your team provide. I mean, do you have a general contractor? Do you have an appraiser? Who are those key elements that you rely upon?
Good question. So we call them our Dream Team, A Team.
Yep, both of that.
Yeah, A Team, Dream Team. So whenever we're reviewing a property and we've decided, hey, it's worth pursuing, we call them maybe another name should be like Fab Five. I like that one. Fab Five. God. I just created one.
I think it's taken.
Okay, cool. Okay, where's that from then?
Actually, I think it's Fab Four, so you can probably have Fab Five.
All right, cool. So Fab Five, our GC, our appraiser, our inspector, our plumbing inspector, and our foundation company. So that's our Fab Five, and those are the ones that we have on our team.
So with that nucleus of people, you're able to do everything you need to do in order to get the work completed on your projects.
That's correct. We work hand in hand with the realtor. We use realtors every single time. As of right now, we've used all the realtors have come from Lifestyles Realty. They have been amazing. We've worked with them every single time. And they're part of our team, depending whoever it might be we might be working with on that deal. But the realtor plus these five, that is correct.
Carolina made an interesting comment earlier in the show. She said, you know, you were working on a property, and then all of a sudden in March, COVID-19 hit. Did that stop you? Did that cause you to cease all activity because COVID-19 hit?
No. No, we were determined more than ever to make it work. If we had been doing it from a distance already, there had to be a way. As long as people were still working over there, we don't see why we would have had to stop. You know, the communication increase and our creativity of showing them what we needed to get done and make sure that we were managing them as well and staying on top of them and making sure that everything was getting done. We just continued to move forward.
We have daily conversations. I do want to be clear. We have daily conversations with our GC of what's going on with this property. Where are we at here? Are you going to this property today? We would like some of these pictures. Can you send us a picture of this and this? So for a lot of people, they might think, oh, this is easy peasy. They don't do anything. It takes work.
Yeah.
It just doesn't take as much work as most people think in their mind that they think it takes to execute than it actually does to execute.
Right.
But we didn't stop in COVID. We bought three in March. Two out of those three already rehabbed. One is a very, very large rehab we're doing. And then we bought a fourth one in July. And then we just closed on another one last week, which is number 11.
Yeah, I would say that COVID-19 should be afraid of the two of you because, you know, it seems like that stuff hit and it just caused you to go faster and better.
And also, I also wanted to mention was people would ask us, oh, are you afraid that you're going to have, you know, tenants who are not going to pay? Are you afraid that you're not going to have people who are interested in renting your property? The two that we finished rehabbing after we had purchased in March, because one of them is still ongoing, the two, I would say, rented within 24 hours. We had a applicant, and they were already leased within a week, I would say. And because people are out there and people are, you know, wanting to either move out to a bigger home or maybe somewhere a little bit less expensive, the Lifestyles motto is, you have the best product at the best price, people will come. You know, it's been a win-win for us.
So, yeah, those are a lot of questions people ask us. And, you know, don't get me wrong, when we bought three in March, we had our own concerns as well. But it really has catapulted us to be able to do well.
Yeah, and well, you have done. I am very impressed with the progress that you have made. And I'll tell you what, when we come back from the break, we're going to get into some of the numbers and talk about some of the returns. Stick around. You don't want to miss this.
You're
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money, we'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
So I'll give you some insider information. You know, it's at the breaks, I have an opportunity to chat with my guests. And I was just kind of like telling them my story, and I'm not sure they had heard it before. And they were like, wow, that's kind of interesting. And what we found out was that we had some similar parallels. Now, I'm an old guy, they're young folks, but we have walked in the same pair of shoes in our lifetimes. And we were starting to talk about, you know, how we had liquidated certain investments that we had made. From my standpoint, we had found that we had money invested into assets that weren't producing cash flow. They weren't producing money 5 different ways like real estate does. And, you know, ironically, Isaac and Carolina were in the same boat. Do you guys want to share your part of the story?
Yeah. So when we went to the 2-day, after doing the 2-day, her and I looked at what our finances looked like. And for us to be able to do this and do it right, we had to liquidate some stuff. So she took out, she liquidated her 401k and I liquidated my 401k. We took the penalty and that's how we started on our first property. That allowed us, you know, a little bit of cushion as a family to have some, you know, just in case money, and then enough money to be able to start on our first deal.
You know, a lot of people would say that was a very risky move on your part. What do you think?
It's funny you say that, because when I called to liquidate, to get a check for what's in my 401k, the person that was on the other line, I was like, hey, just, you know, this is the first time I do this. How do I go ahead and take out the money that I have in this account? She goes, well, sir, how old are you? And I said, I think I'm 31, 32 maybe. And I told her, she goes, sir, there's a penalty, there's this, there's that, this and that. I said, yeah, I know the numbers. I would like to do that. What's the process look like? She goes, okay, sir, I just kind of gave you the answer. Are you sure you want to do this? And this is representative on the other phone. I go, yes, this is what I want to do. She goes, oh, okay, well, this is the process. And then she kind of went through it all there. But she was questioning me, and it was like, everybody has, you know, that process, but it wasn't so hard to do. It's because the way that our mindset work and the way that we were raised, and nothing wrong, it's just we were taught this way. But once we realized that this is not the answer, we had to change that route. Once we made that decision, we went in, and it definitely turned out 10, 15, 20 fold better than we ever expected.
What is real estate doing for you? Can you share some of the numbers about what your portfolio is providing for you and your family?
Yeah, that's some of the best parts, man. Lifestyles really teaches you to be honest and open with your numbers. And that allowed us to really grow quickly and really grow trust with a lot of the members. So we right now have a 4-plex and we have 4 single family homes that are all fully rented and they're providing. So right now we have a little over $4,000 a month coming in. That is cash flow out of all the properties. Now we have 3 more that are in the middle of 2 that are in rehab and 1 that's going to start probably next week. So I could give you those numbers once I know. But we have 5 properties right now that are fully rehab, cash flowing a little more than $4,000 a month.
And is that how you were able to retire yourself, Carolina?
Yes, sir. We went into high gear the first year because I had just found out that I was expecting. testing and I was pregnant with our daughter. And so I said, I really don't want to go back after maternity leave. So we gotta hurry up. And then that's when we purchased our first, it was our duplex. Then we bought two more duplexes and we bought our fourplex all within that year.
We sold the first three so far.
Yeah.
We sold them last year.
That's how we were able to, I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, it takes a little bit of time. Some of them were, we had inherited the tenants, so they were cash flowing as of day one, which was the most important part to us, was to supplement that cash flow. And it worked out, by the grace of God, it worked out really well.
Lifestyle teaches you on, you know, not only evaluating the property helps you through the closing, it helps you through the remodel, it helps you how to find the right tenant and how to do it the right way. And we just followed the roadmap on that part. But the first one wasn't, we were pretty scared on the first one, to be honest with you. It was, you know, we wanted a property that didn't need that much work. Lifestyle teaches buy a property that is needs a good amount of work, way under market value, rehab it, fix everything, and then put a tenant in there. And we were kind of scared on the first one, buying from far away. We're like, do a rehab, $20,000. What does this mean? Oh, my goodness. So we kind of bought a property that had tenants in there and kind of cash flow from the beginning, but it wasn't the right way. We had certain issues that was coming along of things that weren't fixed, just not because we didn't do it right. It's just because we bought it like that. And then we realized that we weren't doing the right way. So we ended up selling it about a year and a half afterwards.
The neat thing about real estate is it's very forgiving. Even if you make those mistakes,
you
still have the ability to recover from it, right?
Right.
Correct.
I got to let a little secret out. Along the way, Lifestyles Unlimited was watching the two of you. We were watching your progress. We were seeing what you were doing, and you guys are doing great. You know, you're doing exactly like Lifestyles Unlimited members are supposed to do the real estate business. So somebody in management decided to talk to you, Isaac, and I think we lured you away from a business development job you were doing. Would you like to explore or expand on that?
Yes, we found the cameras that you had in our home. We found them.
Oh, man, I told them to hide those better.
Definitely, it was about 2 months ago, I get a call from Lifestyles, and I did. My wife and I, we through our investments, we've bought nine or ten of them while I was working a 9-to-5. So my wife was, you know, helping out a lot with the management of the properties and taking care of the kids and working much, much harder than I ever do. But then I was working my 9-to-5 as a business developer. I got a call from Lifestyles. They said, hey, so, you know, we would love to see what your thoughts are coming on board as a mentor. And so we had conversations around that, and it really tugged at our heart. We felt that as a family, this was our next opportunity. I worked for that company for 6 years, and I wasn't planning to leave there unless God presented an opportunity that was to bring him glory and to be able to help other people. And this opportunity was just kind of fit it all. And now I do have the privilege to be on board with Lifestyles as a national single family mentor. I started about 5 weeks ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, something like that. So it's been a wonderful journey. Man, there's so much knowledge within Lifestyles. I'm learning literally every day more and more, man.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool experience, especially when you immerse yourself into the team of Lifestyles Unlimited. And, you know, there are folks out there that have this misconception that Lifestyles Unlimited is just this little tiny organization that, you know, kind of does real estate education and mentoring. But then when you become a member and you start to see all the resources that are available to the membership and the fact that we reinvest back into the business model of Lifestyles Unlimited. And, you know, Del Walmsley, our founder, has the philosophy of this: when the membership base grows and we need more mentors, we will reach into the membership base and we will find quality members that have the ability to give back. And that's, well, in a nutshell, that's what we've done with you. So how's the ride been?
Man, it's been really great. Just the time that I've gotten back with my family. So I didn't work too far away from my home. I used to walk to my office that I had working as a business developer. And I used to work really more like, you know, 8:30 to, you know, 6, and some calls here and there. And I used to come home and, you know, spend time with the family and be with them as much as I can. But this opportunity has allowed me more freedom to be with them. I have lunch with them every day. We have dinner every day. And it really allowed me the quality of life and be able to give back. So our ultimate goal when we first started was like, okay, real estate is eventually going to cover both of our expenses, and then we're going to give all our time back and say, God, what you want to do with it? But hindsight, you know, joining Lifestyles, it's really an answered prayer because we're helping people.
Yeah.
We're having more time as a family, and we're also doing real estate, and it's allowing us to be immersed with more people that know tons more than I do and more than my wife and I do, and be able to help each other out. It's been wonderful. I work and live, and we do everything from home, man. So definitely unique situation, and we're working through it, but it's been wonderful.
I'm so happy that you are on the team. You bring a certain extra something to the organization that only you are able to provide. And remember, at the end of the day, Isaac and Carolina got educated, received mentorship, have changed their life, and now they're doing that for others. And it's not the money. It's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the
Yeah. Web?
Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.